es el libro de gramática inglesa más completo jamás editado. English Grammar.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the show with no name 2.0, exclusively on Vaughn Radio, where we have been since, I think it's 2008. I said the number yesterday, 2008, I think it was. See how good my memory is? Well, folks, I can't believe that this show has been on the air for so long. And really, that's thanks to you guys. Thanks for being here every day. Thanks for playing. Thanks for participating. And thanks for getting what we're doing. Por pillar lo que hacemos aquí en Vaughn Radio. So thanks for being a part of the family. And before we even get started, keep up the great work, folks. Keep it up. Sigue así. Sigue con el buen trabajo. Esta la usamos siempre, ¿eh? Keep it up. A good teacher, a good coach is always telling you, keep it up. Seguid así. You guys are doing a great job. And I know many of you are seeing results. And seeing results is a really good way to stay motivated. It's a way to make sure that you are motivated all the time. Now, I know there are always lulls. And what is a lull? Well, let's look up this word. This is a word, lull. L-U-L-L, if I'm not mistaken. And a lull is kind of a calma, una tranquilidad, ¿no? Un momento como donde hay, no hay mucha acción, vamos a decir. Donde te sientes, like everybody, like you're stuck. Like, oh no, no avanzo. Well, guys, first of all, I know where you feel because, well, I've never had somebody tell me my level in Spanish. And I'm curious just because I'm always working on improving my Spanish. Of course, I take pride in it. I am Spanish. Even though I was born in the USA, I take pride in Spain and in the language and the culture of the country I live in and love so much. And so I take it personal on my end. So that I'm always motivated, right? I never get demotivated because I just think this is my language. This is my other language. I need to know this for my daughter's sake, because when my daughter asks me a question in Spanish, I'd love to know the answer, you know? And of course I can always Google it. But you know what I mean. So that's my motivation. That's my drive to keep going. I love learning and I love teaching what I learn too, because it's another way to almost, you know, hit it home, as we say. To hit it home is rematarlo, and to make sure you really get it. And one of the greatest parts of my job is obviously the interaction with you guys. But also, another great part of my job is preparing the scripts, preparando estos guiones every day and on FYI every week, because the first person who's learning every day is me. And I believe that so much. I believe a good teacher should be a good learner, should be someone who loves learning. And I've seen teachers who aren't. And you get that in every industry, guys. I'm not knocking teachers to knock us criticar. You get people who are just there for their paycheck, su nómina. They're just clocking in, right? To clock in is fichar, right? And say, okay, he llegado a mi hora y me voy. And that's okay, but I personally made a decision back a long time ago that I didn't want to live that life, to just be doing a job for money or convenience or something. And believe me, I have done so many odd jobs, trabajos cualquiera. I've cleaned bathrooms. I've scrubbed floors. I've washed plates. I've cooked. I've done it all. Okay, I even was a telemarketer, uno de estos pesados que te llaman a la hora de comer. Yeah, I was one of those guys. Well, I needed to make ends meet, and I still need to make ends meet. But I know that I could never do something that made me miserable or made me unhappy, because in the end, I don't care how much money I was earning, or I would be earning, I should say, because this is a hypothetical situation, but something to consider in your life, you know. Do you want to be rich or do you want to be happy? And I know your answer. Can't we choose both? Well, I don't know. Maybe. I haven't been able. I can't get the rich part, but it's not my goal, as I said. My goal, and as my parents did for me, my parents are middle class people, but they made sure that we never lacked anything. Nunca carecíamos de nada en mi casa. So if that is success, if that's my daughter knowing that she won't need anything, obviously, some people have expensive tastes, but no, I mean need. I don't mean want. And I remember learning that lesson at a young age. I was probably about 17. And I was talking to this older guy. Estaba hablando con este tío. I always hung out with older people. And he told me, Alberto, if you can make a distinction in life between what you want and what you need, you will be a lot more focused. Because a lot of times we're like, I need this. I need the new iPhone. Want and need are very, very, very different. So once you can put things into those two categories, you can focus on the things you need before the things you want. Because, well, at least in English, need is a lot heavier than want. All right, I see so many people checking in here. Guys, remember, you can join us live on Grupo Vaughn on the Instagram. You can also join us on the Vaughn Radio app. You can join us also on the internet. You can punch in Vaughn Radio Directo, and you can find us as well. And also wherever you listen to podcasts. So you've got no excuses, my amigos. And I see so many of you here chatting and excited. Chris Valrol says, morning, I'm on the train on my way to Madrid. Well, Chris, not only is that great news, but there are a lot of prepositions in that phrase. And they're all correct. So great job. Es difícil cuando hay mucho on, in, on, all that stuff, right? So, my amigos, great for all of you speaking of. Chris is on her way here. We're going to be at the book fair. Well, we, meaning Richard, myself, will be there at different times, but I will be there this coming Saturday. Let me check my calendar here because you know me with the calendar stuff. Listen, if I don't write things down, if I don't check my dates thoroughly, concienzudamente, I am bound to mix them up and bound to, el destino me lleva ahí. I'm bound to, ¿no? Está, lo das por hecho que la voy a cagar. I'm bound to make that mistake. So let me give it to you. I'll look at it, and this way there are no mistakes here. It is the last day that I will be at the Book Fair 2021 in Madrid at the Retiro Park. We, Vaughn, Grupo Vaughan, we are at stand 283. And at stand 283 is where we're going to be having tons of fun. I'll be there the 25th. It's Saturday, the 25th of September 2021. And that'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. 1 to 3 p.m. And right before me, my buddy Dave Boys is going to be there, and he's bringing his guitar, and he's not just going to sign books, he's not just going to take selfies, but he is also going to entertain you guys. And of course, if you guys are thinking about getting any Vaughn materials, you can pick them up at the Vaughn stand, stand 283, and you can check them over there. Those dates are that discount is a 10% discount. You know what's happening, guys? I'm getting distracted because I'm reading your conversation. So I have to stop doing that. When you guys have conversations, I think it's great. The only thing is I can't read them, or else I get, you know, I don't need you guys to confuse me. I can do that on my own. I've never had a problem getting mixed up or getting confused. So I'm going to stop reading the comments now because I'm like, you know, I'm involved in that conversation now. But you know what we should do? We should, ladies and gentlemen, get over to the launch pad because, well, we've got a date. That's right. We are going to lift off and we're going to go to some exciting places today on our English adventure. So guys, buckle up. Abrochad esos cinturones because it's time for liftoff.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff, 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready, hold on to your hat, strap on your seatbelt, fasten your seatbelt, hold on to your hat, get ready for the ride of your life, the show with no name time.
right, amigos. That's right. Now we are officially airborne here on the show with no name. And I hope you guys are excited to learn some English, to play and to have some fun with us. And speaking of learning English, I just wanted to give you guys a quick reminder. Right now, we only have a few spots left. A spot is un hueco. Okay, so we only have a few spots left in both our masters and our trimestrales. Now, why am I telling you this? Because once they're full, that's it. You can't get in. So if you're thinking about doing it, now's the time. The master's program, as I said, we have five different options, from weekend masters to evening masters. This is the definitive. This is the one. This is the one that if you're saying, I want to master English, dominar o llegar a dominar, once and for all, de una vez por todas. I want to master English. Well, then the master's is the course. It is a fantastic course. No matter which one of the five you choose, it is tailor-made, hecho a mano. And tailor is el sastre, so it makes sense. Tailor-made to each student, which is why we give you guys a level test. You won't get any Vaughn course without a level test. And in fact, you can get the level test without getting any Vaughn courses. You can just get a free level test, as I tell you guys every day. So if you haven't taken advantage of that awesome offer, call us. Stop by our website, GrupoVaughn.com, and say, hey, I want a free level test. Alberto said I could get a free level test. Let's do this. I'm ready. I've been working every day. I've been working hard on the show here, on the show with no name, on Tosh Pasqua's show, on Drive Time with Kyle Miller, with Richard Vaughn Live. I'm ready for my level test. Well, give us a call. We'll give you a free level test. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. And again, it's real simple. It's GrupoVaughn.com at our website. You can contact us. You can contact us via social media. Or you can give us a call. The phone number is 911-385-8-31. And we can give you information about courses. We can give you information about the book fair, when your favorite presenters are going to be there. And, well, anything else you might need. And all of that stuff is no strings attached, sin compromiso. So call us. I mean, you trust us, right? Okay, well then, why not get your free level test and find out if you are where you think you are on your English journey. Let one of our professionals guide you. Then it's up to you. You want to get the online course? It's $99. Great deal. You want to go for a master's? Do it. But at least you'll know where you stand. It's GrupoVaughn.com. Again, some people are more into the phone. That's 911-385-8-31. And give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you. If you're in the area, Calle Orense 69, or any of our offices in Valencia and Barcelona, feel free to stop by. Haznos una visita, and we'll set it up for you. All right, and that said, I think we've got to move on. I just said Tosh Pasqua. Well, that's great, because today's pop quiz comes from Tosh Pasqua. Are you ready? I am. Let's do it. That's right, amigos. That's right. It is our pop quiz. You know it's coming every day. You just don't know where it's coming from. Well, yeah, you kind of do. It's coming from either one of my posts, one of my coworkers' posts, or one of Vaughn's posts. So if you're following all of us on social media, you should have no problem with this section. Now, this post comes from my amiga Tosh Pasqua. Okay, she calls it the Back to Basics Challenge. I love it. Cool. So here it is. It's kind of a two-part thing here. You got to do the whole conversation. So you got to ask the question and you got to answer it here. Here we go. ¿Va a llover mañana? Pregunta, ¿no? ¿Va a llover mañana? Y la respuesta, creo que sí. Come on, that's easy. I think you guys can handle that one. ¿Va a llover mañana? Creo que sí. So, let's see if you guys know how to express that question and that answer. And remember, si quitamos llover, podemos poner nevar. Si quitamos nevar, salir el sol, hacer frío. You know, ya ahí metes lo que quieras. You have the structure. And the structure is key. If you have the structure, you can put together whatever example, whatever structure you want in English. So si tú sabes que I'm used to más ING, estoy acostumbrado a, ya puedes poner el verbo que te dé la gana. I'm used to snowboarding. I'm used to waking up early. I'm used to playing music very loud. I'm used to traveling by plane. I'm used to... Y seguimos, because that's the structure. You got the structure. Now you fill in the blanks. All right, let's see how you guys did. The first person to participate is Born to Iron Man, and he says, is it going to rain tomorrow? ¿Va a llover mañana? Is it going to rain tomorrow? And then, creo que sí, he said, I think so. Does this sound right to you guys? Well, it sounds 100% right to me. Great job. Is it going to rain tomorrow? Va a llover. Acuérdate los americanos, el gonna. Is it gonna rain tomorrow? Right? Gonna. No recomiendo que pongas gonna a la hora de escribir, aunque es una palabra, G-O-N-N-A. Pero es un informal. I would use going to, aunque a la hora de hablar, yo digo gonna. So, is it gonna rain tomorrow? I think so. Okay? Great job, Born to Iron Man. Jesús says, is it going to rain tomorrow? You got it, Jesús. Kubla, Lemura, Anix as well, Nata, wow, Connie, Lupe, Kubla, whoa, guys, we have got a lot of people participating. Wow, wow. Kubla says, is it going to snow in December? I doubt it. Well, it depends where you live, right? If you're in Los Angeles, no way. If you're in New York City, you can bet your ass. So, just depends, guys, but depends on where you are. But the one we're looking at is rain either way. And you want to know something really, really funny? We don't even say it's going to rain. The weatherman and the weatherwoman, the meteorologists in the United States, they say, well, we're expecting heavy showers tomorrow. Y tú dices, ¿qué? ¿Duchas pesadas? Yeah, heavy showers as opposed to light showers. Well, what does that mean? That means it's going to be pouring rain, torrential rain, heavy showers. O sea, no decimos ni rain. It's weird. Te enseñan rain. Y lo de raining cats and dogs, vamos a guardar esa para la guardería. You know, it's a little bit, it's raining cats and dogs. And my mother is rich and my tailor's in the kitchen. O viceversa, como es la expresión. It's useless. It's not going to help you with anything, okay? Now, how do we say, ya que estamos, qué tiempo hace? You have two options that are acceptable. One of them is, how's the weather? How's the weather? How's... Es una canción de mi hija en YouTube. How's the weather today? Is it sunny? Is it rainy? Hey, mi hija ya sabe este vocabulario, right? So, va a llover mañana. How's the weather? Perdona, para no liarme. How's the weather? And what's the weather like? Nice job, Lemura, coming in there with the second one. Excellent. So, that's a good structure to know. Lo que hacemos es no lo mezclemos, okay? Don't mix it. Nata says, it's raining cats and dogs. Actually, I like this expression. Oh, that's great. I'm not saying you don't like it. I'm just telling you that usually children say it. It's like saying the word silly to an adult. It's silly. You know, hay palabras como, tú eres un tonto. You know what I mean? I don't know what the words, chachi piruli kind of thing, where you're just like, okay, Flanders. lo que realmente decimos is pissing down. Or as Kubla says, it's pouring. But we don't usually use the raining cats and dogs. But if you're free to like it, just would be careful about using it in an interview or something like that, because it sounds a little bit childish. IMO, in my opinion. You know, feel free. Again, I'm not going to go with you when you're using the English. That's up to you guys. I'm just the messenger here. You're the one who's got to take it, put it into practice, and use the right word at the right time. No pressure. All right, my amigos. So great. Excellent. Oh, bucketing down. Jesus, a great one, too. It's bucketing down. It's pissing down. It reminds me of that old song. It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. It's raining, it's pouring, llueve a cántaros. The old man is snoring. To snore is roncar, to snore. So we can learn a lot from children's songs, don't think so? My daughter's using full sentences in English and in Spanish. It's incredible. It is. My daughter's just turned 2 years old. Okay. Like days ago. And she, I mean, it's incredible. I say, Lara, what color is Peppa Pig? She's pink. And I say, what color is that? She, and then she'll look at her mom and say, Rojo, or Rosa in este caso. It's incredible. It's incredible to see her put together entire sentences, you know. How, another one she does, how do you do from her things? ¿Qué tal estás? How do you do? Ahora, eso es muy formal. But it's cool because she's learning this from videos, from kids' songs. This morning I had a class. I was in class this morning with a student. And it was funny because I said, how do you say intermitente? And she was like, oh, tío. And then she was like, I got it. And I was like, oh, de repente, suddenly, you got it. And she said, oh, yeah. Ya empezó con la canción. The blinkers on the bus go blink, 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 blink. And she goes, blinker. And I said, yes. Y los, no sé cómo se dice esto, lo que limpia el parabrisas, lo limpia parabrisas. The wipers on the bus go swish, swish, swish. You can learn a lot from the wheels on the bus. También he aprendido los adjetivos open and shut. ¿Tú sabes cuántos alumnos me dicen close the door y no me dicen shut the door? Cuando es muy nativo decir shut. Y ella ya está open and shut y hace los gestos. Oh, the doors on the bus go open and shut, open and shut. And we do big and small, near and far. It's incredible to see how much she is learning. And I'm learning too. I hope it's making me a better teacher because I'm involved in someone's progress. Someone that is so important to me from day one. In fact, before day one, I was talking to my daughter in the womb. En el vientre, you say? The womb. Vamos a decir esta palabra que tiene una B muda. Womb. W-O-M-B. So I was singing to her. I was talking to her when she was in the womb. So this English experiment started way before Lara was born. And I urge you guys, I know it's hard, especially if your English level is not too high. You're thinking, well, ¿cómo voy a enseñar a mis hijos si yo no hablo muy bien el inglés? Well, that's some good motivation right there to listen to Vaughn Radio, isn't it? It's a really good, I can't think of a better one. I want to teach my kids and I want to make sure I know what I'm talking about. You know, that's my reason for learning Spanish. A, it's my own, my own language. I consider Spanish my language too because I'm a Spanish citizen. I'm a resident of this country, right? I'm a taxpayer. Me encanta esta palabra. Nosotros no engañamos en Estados Unidos. Tú eres un pagador de impuestos, okay? Contribuyente en inglés es, eres pagador de impuestos. You're a taxpayer. Just deal with it. You were born to pay taxes. Leonardo says, I don't know how you do it. Leto is 1 month and a half older than Lara, and he doesn't say a single word besides mama and papa. Well, rule number one, Leonardo, in my experience and as a parent, only 2 years now, you know, working with kids many, many years, my niece and nephew, I'm always teaching them English. When you're a teacher at heart, you're always teaching. You're, you know, I'm teaching on the bus, wherever I am. You know, it's just, I can't stop. and he doesn't say a word. Well, Leonardo, first things first, we never compare because every kid is on their own journey. So every kid is kind of getting it at their own speed. Remember I tell you guys a lot of time, don't look at Kubla and Born to Iron Man and these. Why? Well, because they're on another level. I mean, if you're going to try and get to their level, first you need to get past your level. So perfect example of that. You know, it's every child, every student is different. Some get things the first time around. Some don't get them. Some need to hear things a couple times, you know. And what I've realized, Leonardo, and I'm speaking specifically here to your situation, I've seen in the case of friends where the kid didn't say anything until they were about four. Very little. They said like, hi, bye. And now, that kid, well, something happened at four, and something clicked in their brain, okay, one of my friend's sons, and that kid will not stop. I mean, and in a good way. habla de todo. I mean, I've had a better conversation with this young boy than many adults. And for the first 4 or 5 years of his life, he barely spoke. So he was listening. He was paying attention the whole time, and he was taking notes. So don't worry, Leonardo. I imagine your son is doing the same thing. But guys, right now, we need to go to our first commercial break. I can't believe it. The first part of the show has flown by. But we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye 1 o 2 inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y 1 inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
En Vaughan llevamos más de 40 años con la pasión de formar a los empleados, directivos, a ti. Llevamos el método Vaughan a tu empresa a través de uno de nuestros profesores certificados Vaughan, con clases dinámicas e intensas, con horarios 100% flexibles, o clases de inglés telefónicas para empresas. Su formato mixto entre conversación fluida y corrección con el método Vaughan mejorará radicalmente el inglés de tus empleados con los horarios más complicados. Inmersiones lingüísticas totales en las que tus empleados, alejados de los problemas de la vida real, se centrarán exclusivamente en hablar en inglés durante todo el día en nuestro Vaughan Town para empresas. O una nueva solución para aquellos colectivos que necesitan flexibilidad con respecto a la ubicación de los alumnos, a la vez que necesitan contacto regular con un profesor. Nuestras clases por videoconferencia para empresas. Y no olvides el máster para ejecutivos en el programa más exigente de Vaughan. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831. 93358-31. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. Oh yeah. Come on in, everybody. It's time for part two. We've got a lot of stuff to cover on today's show, as always. So make sure you guys have your pens and your notebooks on hand. A mano. Bueno, eso ya lo sabía, ¿no? On hand. Pero ¿cómo sabías que era in o at hand? También se puede decir at hand. O sea, ¿a qué voy? Prepositions are very important. It's not the same to listen to someone than to listen in on someone's conversation, for example. So if you're listening to me, me estás escuchando, me estás haciendo caso, también significa. But if you're listening in on my conversation, that means you're eavesdropping, you're spying on me. So see how just changing a couple prepositions changes the meaning completely. All right, well, guys, just a quick reminder, if you want to join us live, we are on Instagram. If you can't, don't worry. We're on the Vaughan Radio app. We're also on the air and available in my favorite format, podcast format. Again, if you guys subscribe to podcasts, wherever you get your Vaughan podcasts, Tosh Pasqua Show, Richard Vaughan Live, remember, I have a weekly podcast, which I have to be honest, I work my ass off. Ay, ya lo he dicho, ya está dicho. Lo doy todo. Dejo la piel for this podcast. I put a lot of time. Ask my wife. you want to know how much time I put into the podcast? Ask my wife. Researching. Because if you think about it, okay, the radio show, I prepare the script, I come here, I do it, and then all the technical stuff gets taken care of. I mean, I do the technical stuff live, but that, you know, it stuff's all taken care of. I don't have to think too much about it, you know? And what level? Is that too high? This with that? Nacho does that. That's him doing his magic in post-production. However, I have to do all of it on my own. And I love it. It's been a learning experience for me like no other. You know, self-producing a podcast from concept to marketing and selling it out there, because I have sponsors interested in the podcast, which I've got to give you guys some good news about that. We are on the cusp. Toma. Es que no hemos llegado todavía, pero ahí estamos, cerquita. We are on the cusp of reaching 150,000 downloads of FYI. And I never in a million years dreamed that it would be that successful, that fast, you know, in its first year. So, thank you. Thank you to all of you guys who, I know who you are. Yo sé quién me mueve los posts y quién los retweet. And those, hey, if you don't, that's okay. Maybe you don't, that's not your thing. Retweeting and sharing stuff. That's okay. I won't hold it against you, but I know who is the other side of that coin. I know who is sharing my stuff. I know who is spreading the word. And I can't even put into words how much I appreciate it. And if you're not, that's not your thing. You don't like sharing what you listen to. See, I'm the opposite. When I like something, I want everybody to know. I want to shout it out from the rooftops. That's the way I am. But some people aren't like that. And that's fine, guys. You don't have to spread the word. But those of you who do, fucking thank you. Perdona, fucking es que, wow, I can't thank you enough. If I had enough money, toma. Beer would be on me for all of you. Los invitaría a cerveza a todos. I said, the condition there is if I had money. Si tuviese dinero. All right, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, it's already exceeded my wildest dreams. So thank you so much. And this week, this past week, we looked at sharks. And, well, I can't tell you what we're going to look at or where we're going. I can't tell you. You gotta wait. I can't let the cat out of the bag. My dad says, keep dreaming. It does start with a dream. Well, absolutely. But I'd go a step further, Dad, and say dreaming is free. Everybody can dream. Working hard, that's not free. That means putting time and effort. So, somebody said it. What did they say? A goal is a dream with a deadline. O algo así, ¿no? Un objetivo es un sueño con fecha límite. like, I gotta do this. So, oh yeah, I dream all the time. But then I make a big distinction between what's gonna become a reality and what is just like a dream or a fantasy, and what is like, this is a dream that I want to come true. So again, dreaming is so important, but it's not enough. Dreaming is a good first step. Then comes the work. You know, I always say having the idea isn't the hard part, right? Having the idea isn't the hard part. The idea is, the hard part is carrying it out, llevándolo a cabo. Do you know how many times I've said to myself, I remember with English Live, there I was with a blank sheet of paper. And in 2 weeks, I was debuting a live show. And I just had a blank, or not a piece of paper, it was a blank Word document. And I'm like, and I remember thinking to myself, why did you get into this, dude? Why are you torture? Are you a glutton for punishment? Como decimos, un glotón para el castigo, que sería masoquista. ¿Te gusta pegar a ti mismo? You know, do you like to beat yourself up? And I've gotten myself in that situation. I remember even with books where I'm like, deadlines, deadlines. I'm like, all right, I wanted to, you know, I dreamt of writing a book, but I didn't dream of all this hard work. So, and a lot of times you'll see that part is hidden when you read these stories, TED Talks, you know, five successful habits, you know, the successful people keep, and they're like, wake up early, you know, do yoga, eat healthy, and, you know, spend time with your family. You forgot to mention and work 12 to 15 hours a day. At least while you're in your 20s to 40s, when you really got to make it happen, you know. Once you're over 50, sadly, no, people aren't too interested in hiring you. So that's why I think it's important too to make yourself, right? Because if not, you're putting your trust in a company. And my dad, who's with us right now, knows that in the old days, that's what you did. That's not the world we live in now. Because how many times you see him? He worked for the company for 25 years and they fired him on the spot. You know, like that. So, make yourself dream, but then do that hard work that it requires, that comes with the territory. And I know I don't have to say that to you guys, because you are no strangers to hard work. Esta expresión, you are no strangers to, es, estáis acostumbrado. Well, there's my dad. He goes, are you asking me about hard work? Well, that's why I have the work ethic I have. The work ethic is esta, decir, tengo que trabajar, aunque podría ir a la piscina. You know what I'm saying? That's work ethic. The fact that you, in your head, you self-discipline. And dad, of course, I got it from you. Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, again, even you left out the hard work part is not romantic. Yoga. Ooh, that's nice. Ooh, sounds good. You're stretching. You know that? But the breaking my ass, waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning, or yours, in my dad's case, 4 a.m. every day. I know I don't have to, como se dice, my dad, here's the expression. You're preaching to the choir. My dad is one of the hardest working people I know. You know, in fact, in general, in my family is full of hard workers, right? Sometimes too much. You know, we've got that very American gung-ho. To be gung-ho is woohoo, yee-hee, America, yeah. Es como decimos, to be gung-ho. Me encanta esa palabra. Suena como chino, ¿no? He was gung-ho. Oh, I thought he was wow fat. All right, well, guys, we've got to move on. It's time for a section where we listen to a famous person speaking, and you guys got to tell me what's going on. It's called Say What? Say What? What? All right, amigos. All right, it's the Say What soundbite, only on the show with no name. And as always, this is a part of the show where I play an audio clip that I've prepared, and I turn the volume up. Excuse me, I turn the volume up all the way, and hopefully you guys can figure out what's being said. Now, since I know there's a lot of text here, you know, well, maybe it's going to take a couple listens. No requiere. You'll have four. On the fifth listen, we'll reveal what was said. Okay? So, guys, pay close attention and write down what you hear. This is the Say What soundbite for the first time.
Now, let's talk seriously. Now, for the entrapment, we're going to have to ask you for four big ones, $4,000 for that. But we are having a special this week on proton charging and storage of the beast, and that's only going to come to $1,000, fortunately.
All right, amigos. Whoa, I know. Hey, all right, the guy speaks, in his defense, he speaks clearly. I think the guy speaks crystal clear. Okay, he's fast. But native speakers often speak fast because they're used to speaking, because they're not thinking about what they're saying. A native speaker, let me explain something. Native speakers never speak quickly to try and confuse you. They speak quickly because they've said that sentence a million times. So they're just flying over it, you know? All right, so guys, remember, if you're going to comment, I will only read comments that use full sentences. So if you just put, like, talking about pajamas or, you know, sin sujeto, no me interesa eso, guys, okay? So if you're going to use full sentences in English, then I'll read your comment. But if you just put, like, you know, Bob Dylan, question mark, that's not really showing me that you speak English. This is an opportunity for you to impress me with your English, with your usage, all right? So look at it like that. Don't just be lazy, vago en decir, American man. American man, ¿qué me dice eso? It's an American man, ya es una frase. Okay, so remember, this is English class, okay? All right, here we go. I'm going to play it for you a second time. Guys, write down what you hear.
Now, let's talk seriously. Now, for the entrapment, we're going to have to ask you for four big ones, $4,000 for that. But we are having a special this week on proton charging and storage of the beast, and that's only going to come to $1,000, fortunately.
All right, folks, that was the second listen of today's Say What soundbite. Let's see what you guys heard. I see someone here put a, I just said full sentences, or they're like, no, the rules, they don't apply to me. I'm special. I'm the special student. The special one, like Jose Mourinho. Anik says, it's a male voice. I agree. Maybe an American man. I agree. He's talking about science. Anik, perfect. Short. Sweet, and you told me your opinion. Great job, Anix. Let's see. Wind Tolera says, is it an auction? Good observation. Is it an auction? I don't think it is, but I think that's a wonderful observation nonetheless. No obstante. An auction es una subasta. Me alegro que nos das esta palabra para mirar. Auction. También es subastar. Pero con off. So at the auction, apúntate esto. At the auction, they auctioned off a Picasso. Okay? Ahí tienes sustantivo y el verbo en la misma frase. Okay? So great, but no, it's not at an auction, but I understand why you would say that. Okay? Jaime says, I think he's a bookkeeper. Te falta una E en esa palabra, como keep, ¿no? O sea, es una palabra con muchas dobles letras. I think he's a bookkeeper, contable. Talking about moolah. Now, moolah, yo creo que se escribe M-O-O-L-A-H. Míralo, para asegurar. Pero moolah, me encanta, Jaime. Moolah is a way of saying money. Pasta. So he's talking about moolah. And making a deal. If you want to learn vocabulary about money, there's an FYI episode that tells you all about how to say prices and all that stuff. Maria says, it is very difficult for me to understand this time. Okay. Connie says, it's an American man trying to make a deal on the cost of something. He says something about 4,000 bucks. Cuidado, Connie, el símbolo de dólares va delante del número en inglés, ¿ok? Así sabemos antes de decirlo que ese número es dólar. No, creo que el euro va al final, ¿no? El símbolo del euro, si no me equivoco. Para que veas, no apunto eso, pero in English, the dollar sign goes first, ¿ok? But great observations. Nata says, it seems like he is a manager of a big company. Okay, good observation. He's talking about a speech about prices, and he's doing an advertisement about new stuff, cosas nuevas. I think he's an American guy. Nata, good observations. Lemura says it's a man speaking about the price that something costs. He explains that the price of the four big ones, las cuatro grandes, costing $4,000, and the price of storage, almacenamiento. Excellent, excellent. Kubla says, it sounds like an American male discussing the price of an animal. Interesting. I heard something about animals in there as well. Some kind of beast. Good, Kubla. Probably $4,000 and the storage is only $1,000. Okay, interesting. So it's really good that you guys got the numbers, right? It's really good that you guys got the numbers because that's important information there. So Alicia says, is it a man maybe talking about inflation? Oh, could be. Right? I like it. Yes. So the euro symbol goes after the number. Well, the dollar symbol goes before the number. Okay. La Gabi says, it is a conversation about money or a charging. Algo de cobrar algo. So they're charging somebody. Okay, good. Everybody got the same idea there. Everybody got the gist of it, which is great. We're going to listen to that two more times on today's show, and hopefully somebody will be able to jot it all down. Now, I know it's a long one. I know the guy speaks fast, but do your best. Haz lo mejor que puedas. Do your best. That's all I can ask. All right, so here we go, my amigos. Are you ready? I'm going to do our spelling bee now. Oh, wait, well, we got one more comment, and then we'll move on. Guys, if you have any comments, remember, keep it as close as possible to the section, because if you give me the comment like too late, then I don't want to miss it. But if we're on another section, it's too late. So, but it always happens. I always get one or two stragglers. ¿Cómo se dice esto? Stragglers. Los últimos en llegar. Stragglers. No sé si hay un equivalente. Vero says, it sounds like a man talking about the price of animals and their storage. Great, Vero. Short and sweet. I like it. All right. Time for our spelling bee. I'm going to spell six words for you right now. I'm going to fly through them the first time. The second time, I will slow down considerably so everybody can participate. Are you ready, super students? This one's for you. The first word is TRANQUILITY. Excuse me. The next one is CALMNESS. The next one is SILENCE. The next one is GOODWILL. The next one is ACCORD, and the last one is HARMONY. All right, I'm going to repeat those in a moment, so if you didn't get them, no problem. Do whatever you can. All right, if you didn't get them, though, don't hit send yet. No le des al send todavía. Why? Well, because you're going to get another chance. So si es incompleto, no le des al send. Pero si crees que tienes los seis, let's see them. Six words I just gave you guys. They have something in common, as is always the case here on this section. I always try and link the words in some way. Now, let's see. Let's see if anybody has been able to figure out these six words on the first go. Usually we get two or three students who get it, but right now I'm waiting. I'm killing time a little bit over here. Un poco matando el tiempo to see if anybody got all the words. And you know what, folks? We've got a winner. Give it up for Le... You know what I'm going to say. Lemura. Or maybe you didn't. Lemura. Lemura, excellent job. Wow. Also, Maria got it as well. Maria Marcelas and Born to Iron Man. Wow, fantastic. Wow. You guys really knocked it out of the park. Lo petasteis. All right, well, good. Here we go again. I'm going to give you all six words again, and I want you to try. I want to see if you can give me all of these six words, okay? I'm going to give them to you at a normal pace, un ritmo muy normal y pronunciando todo claramente. So, no excuses, guys, como es el programa de mi amigo Fitz. No excuses. Here we go. The first word is TRANQUILITY. The next one is CALMNESS. The next one is SILENCE. The next one is GOODWILL. The fifth one is ACCORD. And the last one is HARMONY. All right. I see some other people figuring it out now on the second go. Good job to all of you. As I said, Lemura was first today, so she's in first place for this section. But remember, guys, it's not about being first. It's about doing a great job, you know? If you miss one, and you didn't get them, you didn't get them all, I don't think you did a horrible job. I think you did that was a damn good effort if you got five of them, even if you got four of them. I think you know, it's a good effort here. So don't be too hard on yourself. Like, oh, es que nunca las... Well, that's why we work on it. And I've seen people in this section go from zero to hero. ¿No? ¿Conoces esta expresión? Ir de cero a héroe. O sea, petarlo, empezar mal y mejorar. Go from zero to hero. All right, well, if you didn't realize it, I think maybe somebody might have told me, but these are all words that are synonym for peace. And, well, why did I choose that? Well, because I'm a hippie, dude. Because, peace is an important thing, A. And B, today is International Day of Peace. So peace, guys. Peace. In New York, peace means hasta luego. So when I hang up with my friends, I'm like, peace. It's not even a hippie thing. It just means peace. Peace out, man. Hasta luego. Ahora, es un poco muy neoyorquino eso. But peace de toda la vida. And we've got the peace sign that you make with your fingers. Just remember the British. Para los americanos da igual. Si lo pones para un lado o al otro, es como, what's up, peace, you know, es un... Pero para los británicos, si tus dedos miran hacia afuera, o sea, la palma está mirándote a ti, you're making that V, that victory thing. That's an F-U in British English. If you look at American selfies, everybody's like, what's up? You know, with that V thing going on. Now, a British person would interpret that in a different way. Okay, so not all hand gestures are the same everywhere. Okay, so tranquility is the first one. ¿Te suena? Tranquilidad. I just want some peace. I just want some tranquility. Quill es la pronunciación. Tranquility. This is a tranquil place. Es el adjetivo. So tranquility, el sustantivo. Tranquil, right? Siempre, como siempre, jugamos con las palabras. Tranquil. I think one of the moons on the moon is called Tranquility, ¿no? Una de las, los lagos secos de la luna. I think it's called Tranquility. Maybe I'm wrong here. Help me out, astronomers. Do we have any astronomers in the house? Tranquility. Okay, pero no se dice a nadie tranquil, tranquilo. We say chill out, calm down, which is the next one. Calmness, okay? So if someone is calm, calmado, then they're practicing calmness, right? To be calm. Calm down es relájate. We wouldn't say tranquil down. Por alguna razón no se usa en esa. So we'd say calm down. Chill out. Eso es muy también muy americano. Chill out. Calm down. You're blowing things out of proportion. Okay? You need to look for that inner calmness. Peace. They're synonyms for peace, right? I just need some calmness. I just need some peace, some tranquility. De hecho, muchas veces we have the collocation, I came here for some peace and quiet. Okay, peace and quiet. Paz y silencio. Es frase hecha en inglés. So calmness. If you're calm, you exhibit calmness. The next one is silence. Silence. It's another way of saying peace, right? Peace and quiet. Silence. Be careful, this is a false friend, right? Because if you say quieto, right? A lot of my students think quieto is quiet, but quieto is still, and quiet is silencioso. Es un amigo falso, okay? So silence, el adjetivo, silent. If you remain silent, you are practicing silence. And that's another synonym for the word peace. Okay, the next one is goodwill. Now, this is peace. This is doing good things to other people. Goodwill. Bien, buena bondad. How would you say, let's see how you would say goodwill in Spanish. Seguro que lo he mirado, pero se me, guys, not too much fits in my head. Benevolencia, de buena gana, right? Goodwill. De hecho, si conocéis la película Goodwill Hunting, el indomable Will Hunting, right? We say Goodwill Hunting. ¿Y por qué? Porque el tío se llama Will Hunting. O sea, es bueno. Es un buen tío. Good Will Hunting. Pero también, if you're looking for good will, estás en busca, estás a la caza de benevolencia. ¿Lo sabíais? Esa película en inglés tiene doble sentido. Good Will Hunting. It's great. And now we know the word goodwill, que viene de eso. Okay, the next one is accord. It's a French word, isn't it? Accord, right? The Concord. So it sounds very French to me. Accord. In the United States, if you say the word accord, you know what people are going to think of? A Honda. Te lo juro. Uno de los coches más populares en los Estados Unidos is the Honda Accord. Te lo juro. And the last one is harmony. Armonía. Harmony. Vamos a pronunciar esta juntos, porque la H se pronuncia en inglés. Harmony. We need to live in harmony. We need to live in peace, my amigos. So, happy International Day of Peace. But you're not going to get any peace, not from me, at least until 12:30, because we've got a lot of show left, and it's not going to be peaceful. We're going to rock and roll for the next hour here on the show with no name. So, after this quick break, we'll be back with tons more. So, stick around.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio.